All right, we are back. This is episode 77. So today's episode is all about stopping the negative vibes and negative energy in your life and move from that state of being a grumbler to move into being someone who's grateful. So go from grumbling to gratitude so you can erase the negativity. Steve Harvey, a very popular guy, I'm sure you know who he is. He said that gratitude erases negativity. Joy and depression, they can't reside in the same place. So I know we all go through these times where we feel negative. We feel like we might be depressed or anxious or whatever it is. But just know that when you are grateful, you can erase those feelings. During this time in life when everything is so crazy, I think it's imperative that we practice gratefulness, that we model that for our kids, and we just, you know, find the joy in the little things. So that's what today's episode is all about, and let's get started. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believe the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. So one day this week, last week, I was laying in bed. It was the morning time. My husband was about to get up to go to work. And he asked me a simple question that, you know, I believe probably changed this season for me. But he asked if I was okay. Such a simple question. And, you know, sometimes as moms, as wives, as women, we just like to complicate things and we just say, oh, yeah, I'm fine. But this time I was honest with him and I said, no, I'm not okay. And then, of course, his tears started falling. But I shared with him, you know, what was affecting me and why I think it was affecting me. And he listened. And at the end of all of that, he just suggested that I need to be more grateful. You know, when like the brain blows up, like that's what happened at that point when he said that to me. So I just want to thank him for sharing that with me because it just prompted me. It started something within me. And that is what I'm seeking to share with you today. So like I said in the intro, gratitude erases negativity, all those feelings that, you know, those not so good feelings, it's going to take it away. So if you're like me, you're like, okay, yeah, I need to do something, but why do I need to do it? Maybe you're not like me, but I always have to know why. And then I go on this search and I go down a rabbit hole and I'm just searching, but I do find great things. So the reason why gratitude is important. Now, if you're a believer, I'm a believer, why should we do it? Well, God says to give thanks in all things. And I just have a few scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's what we're supposed to do. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. These verses just remind us to be grateful for everything we have, even in difficult times. They're not saying it's not going to be difficult, because it will be. But you can still find the good in the bad. And by expressing gratitude, we can find joy and peace in our lives and strengthen our relationship with God. So if you're a believer, that's for you. And even if you're not a believer, that's still for you. But for my people who love, you know, science to prove things to you, I got you covered. Don't worry. So I found this beautiful young lady. Her name is Christina Costa. She gave a TED Talk and she had this powerful story. You know, she was a teacher, or she was observing in a classroom, and then she became a teacher and she started to do her PhD studies. And her studies are all about the brain and how it works and how positive emotions affect the brain. And she found herself in the midst of, she was getting sick a lot and dizzy, and she finally went to the doctor to check it out, and she was told that she had a brain tumor. And whew, I got chills when I was listening to her story. But basically she found out that gratitude has three main effects on the body. There are psychological effects, there are social effects, and physical effects. And she was basically saying, you know, she's going to use gratitude as a way for her to handle this brain tumor that was found in her brain. So the psychological effects, of course, positive emotion, your mood is going to be enhanced. The social effects, you have more empathy for others and you have stronger relationships. And then the physical, believe it or not, stronger immune system, less pain. Studies have found that your immune system can be strengthened by 50% just for 10 minutes of gratitude per day. You're basically going to heal yourself. You're strengthening your body 50% with 10 minutes of gratitude. My mind was like, what? So instead of us being negative, instead of us being down on ourselves and speaking all those, you know, not so good things, if we just 10 minutes of our day to be grateful, we can heal ourselves. Not to mention that she also found gratitude in the brain. So it wires and fires new neural connections to the bliss center. It enhances the production of serotonin and dopamine. You know how important those are for our bodies. It regulates our stress hormone. Remember, and didn't say we weren't going to get stressed or there weren't going to be bad things, but it just regulates it. And then finally, she found that it helps with cognitive restructuring by practicing positive thinking or gratefulness. So again, if you're a believer, I gave you those scriptures. If you want science to prove it, there it is for you. Christina Costa, an amazing woman, found that out. So my whole thing, when my husband said that to me, I'm like, okay, so let me take his advice, you know, for once in my life. Women, wives, you listen to what your husbands tell you to do. Anyway, that's another topic. But I said, okay, let me do what he's saying I should do. And I overthink everything. And I'm like, okay, how can I do this? Oh, I need a schedule. Oh, I need this. Oh, da, 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 da. Whatever. So I hear a lot of talk about, oh, you can write down 10 things in a journal or journal it out. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds great. And trust me, I have a lot of journals, but I just don't ever find it useful to write it out. So I think this technique, also did some more research, is so quick, it's so simple, it's so easy, it won't take you as long as writing out 10 things in a journal. I'm not knocking that. If that works for you, please do it. But this is what I have found will work for me and is easy enough for me to implement every day. So it's called the Wayne Dyer technique. Wayne Dyer, he was a doctor, he passed away a few years ago, but he said every morning when he gets up, he repeats something. And there's a simple way to do it, and then there's this. It's still simple. It's just a few more words. So he says, thank you, God, for this life, for my body, for my family and loved ones, for this day, and the opportunity to be of service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's what Wayne Dyer would say every day when he woke up. But you can adapt it. You can say whatever else you're thankful for. You can just wake up and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, if you want. It's just, you know, getting your brain into that position of, okay, this person is being grateful, right? Enhancing your serotonin and your dopamine, regulating your stress, making new connections in your brain, right? And of course, you're a parent like me. That's why you're listening to this podcast. But here's something you can do with your kids, because of course you want your kids to be grateful. You're like, what do you say when you give them something? Thank you, right? We're already building them to do that. But for some reason, when we get older, we snap out of that, I guess. We don't think it's as important to be thankful for things or to thank, you know, thank others for doing things or thank yourself for doing things, because you do a lot. If you're listening to this, you do a lot. But here's something that it's by Donald Altman. And what I'm going to share, it was adapted from what he did in his mindfulness toolbox. But Big Life Journal, I'm not being paid for this or whatever, but I love the things that I see on the Big Life Journal website and on social media. This company, they have this person, they have a lot of amazing resources that you can use with your kids. And this is one that I found. I believe I have the mindfulness and gratitude kit, and this is a part of the kit. And these are just conversation cards. And I started doing these with my daughter Abigail, maybe a year ago, or yeah, I think it was a year ago. But basically, there are cards that spell the word GLAD, G-L-A-D, and G stands for gratitude, L stands for learning, A stands for accomplishment, and D for delighted. And so each night I pull one or maybe two cards, and I read what is on the back of the cards. And you can do this at night with your kids. It's a great way, you know, if you read a story, then you can do the cards and then you can send them off to bed. So one of the cards will read something that, you know, will spark a discussion between you and your child. Remember, we're all about building those connections. That's what we are here for. So I'll just give you an example. On G, remember, G stands for gratitude. It says, name one thing you loved about today's weather. Like a simple thing, but it can spark so many things. Oh, I love that today was so sunny because we went to the pool, and then and you're going to hear all about what they're grateful for about today's weather. Like, simple thing, right? So here's one for L. Learning. What did you hear that surprised you today? It's just getting your kid aware of what is happening throughout their day and teaching them how to be grateful and how to be mindful. A is for accomplishment. Tell about a tiny success you had. Oh, that's going to spark a long conversation there, because who doesn't like to talk about themselves and what they've accomplished? And then D, delighted. So tell me about someone who feels good to be around. Just making them aware of who they're with and what they're doing and what their day was like. It's such a great thing. And I love these cards. And thank you, Big Life Journal, for making these, because trust me, we use these. And it sparks such a joy when I hear what my daughter has to say and what I have to say, because I also do try to share, you know, something about my day using the cards. So here's my challenge for you. We know why it's important to be grateful. We know why, what it does to our body physically, psychologically, and socially. You heard those things here today. So I challenge you to create or do the Wayne Dyer technique that I told you, to practice gratefulness for yourself and then with your kids. So talk about what your kids are grateful for. Use these cards or make your own questions, whatever. Just talk with them before they go to bed. Share with them what you're grateful for. Simple thing that you can add to your nighttime routine or even your morning routine, your midday check-in, whatever it is. Talk with your kids, because they need to be aware of, you know, their surroundings and what they're grateful for. And so do you, as a mother, as a father, whoever's listening. you need to be aware of what is going on in your day and not just let the day fly by, but take those couple of seconds to be grateful. And like I said, the Wayne Dyer technique, those words probably take, 15 seconds. Thank you, God, for this life, for my body, for my family and loved ones, for this day and the opportunity to be of service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Less than 15 seconds. So I challenge you, talk with your kids about what they're grateful for. Share with them what you're grateful for. And that is going to help you move away from that negative, grumbling state and move into gratitude to erase the negativity out of your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one, go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.